Werner, it's good to have you back here on this program.
Morning, Dave.
Remind us a little bit about your background with this fishery.
Started with sockeye research at FRI in the 70s, fished with some of the locals out of Iliamna, Pedro Bay for the 80s, brief stint at Fish and Game and Icicle Seafoods for the last 20 years or so.
So you've been in both the industry side and as well as the science and research.
I've dug a deep rut on both sides of the net.
How are you looking at this season's run timing? First of all, you say there's not a good correlation between the herring and the salmon returns.
There's no correlation with early herring and sockeye, early or late herring. There's Greg Ruggieroni's theory. He's one of the old research folks out of FRI, and his thought was the run timing is related to not how warm it gets, but how quickly things warm up. And that's certainly what we saw in 2013. 2013 record Nishigek ice, very late spring, and sockeye were record early. And of course, last year, warm from the get-go and sockeye record late. So, you know, 2 points don't make a trend, but I think they back up Ruggieroni's theory on run timing. So with the warm water we've seen again, second winter, back-to-back, no Bering Sea ice, I'm telling our fleet that I'm guessing it's going to be normal to late. I see no reason to expect anything early. Again, no tie to run timing on for a herring. So we had the earliest herring ever. And I don't think it'll be related to sockeye this year at all.
I won't ask you to make a prediction on air because those have a way of coming back to bite people in the tail end or something. But you as a fleet manager, you do have to make calculations for your assets, for Icicle attenders and such that need to be where they ought to be and when. And no doubt some of the skippers are asking you for your advice. What are you telling people? You mentioned normal to late, but as we saw last year when people began to calculate mid-season that maybe the run was a bust, there was a miscalculation and workers went home too early and such. Are you hedging at all that it could be either early or it could be late?
I'm telling our fleet that we're getting ready early, but we'll be prepared for late. You know, nothing changes on the operational side. I think there were indicators last season to not to throw in the towel early.
You were one of the few, by the way, as we sort of, and I'm sure you don't want to toot your own horn, but you may have been one of the only ones who continued to hold out and say this run is going to show up.
Well, I was lucky last year. Things, there were indications that the run was going to be late, and that's how it worked out. I'll be watching the same things again this year. But I think last year probably taught everyone a bit of patience.
What do you watch as indicators for run timing? There has to be something other than just the Port Mueller test fishery for people to watch.
Company secret. I'll tell the Icicle fleet only.
All right. All things considered, what's your outlook for this season? Are you optimistic? Are there some big challenges, new challenges? What's your thinking going in here to 2016?
Oh, every season's a challenge. You know, I think we're all gearing up for another big run. I think there's some wild cards where it could come in stronger than the forecast. And I think we're, on the operational side, gearing up as best as we can, trying to fix some of the mistakes from last year and trying to do better for our fleet this year.
Werner Liu is the fleet manager for Icicle Seafoods in Bristol Bay. Werner, it's always good to have you on this program. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.